I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things. But we really, really like to self-care for yourself. What did you do this week for self-care?
Actually, it wasn't this week, but it was like a couple weeks ago, but then I forgot to talk about it. And sometimes I like compile a list of my self-care things and then immediately forget when you ask me.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens.
It was actually like last month. I went to a concert with Brittany and Ashley, and it was the Queen Herbie concert.
Was that with the black wigs?
Yeah.
That cracked me up. Because I was like, why are they wearing wigs that don't?
Yeah. Because like, Queen Herbie has like a black bob. And remember when that one Halloween party at your old apartment and I was Tina? I was like,
oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. So they were like, do you want to come to this concert? And I was like, I don't know who that is. And then I listened to her music and I was like, yes, I want to go. And it's like witchy kind of like,
oh, I love that
hip hop rap, I guess. And she's actually a really good rapper.
I've just not heard of her.
Oh, she's so good. She's so good. But so they were like, we're going to wear black wigs. And I was like, oh, I have a black wig.
I actually have.
And it worked out.
Her hairstyle.
Yeah, it was perfect. So then we dressed up. So the album was called like Isle of something. I forget. It's really good. Look it up. She's like a mermaid on the cover. And so her whole thing was like, she's very like into fashion and like costumes and like putting on a show with the costumes and stuff.
Like, oh, I love that.
So she's really like artistic and creative. And so she like encourages all her fans to wear costumes. And she was like, for this
that
particular
like
album
something
and tour,
we would do.
Like you could be like a mermaid, you could be a sailor or a like pirate. And there's this one song called like Aura Poppins. So she was like, or Mary Poppins kind of stuff. So she had like all these ideas to kind of like, I mean, you can dress as however you want.
Well, sure. But it's like,
kind of like
if you
want to
be fun.
And so we all like got fun outfits and it was such a fun time.
That sounds like a lot of
fun. It was amazing. So that was my self-care from last month.
It happens. It happens.
I forgot to say it. So here we are. What did you do?
I went paddleboarding with Scott. It was really nice to like paddleboard again. So yeah. I put on so much sunscreen. It was illegal and I still got burned.
Oh, did you like reapply?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
What kind of sunscreen did you get?
Well, like the spray. I think I'm done with the spray anymore because I'm like, ugh. But not as sunburned as I would have been like back in the day.
Sure.
Remember in the back in the day, people were like, put on sunscreen. You're like, you don't know my life.
I will not.
Me looking red looks so much better than
I'm tan.
Yeah. So.
And where did you guys go?
We went to Aurora Reservoir.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. We went there that one time. It was really nice.
I like it because it's close to our house and it's like maintained well.
Yeah. Like there's not trash and it's like really
I wasn't gross smelling getting out of there.
Yeah.
So that
was Chatfield is a little sketch.
Remember when we would tube down the Platte and
we were brave and young?
Yeah. And well, that's probably why we didn't get sick as often because
we built our immune system.
I don't know. I want to go tubing again. That was fun, but maybe not there.
Yeah. We could go in Golden.
Okay. Well,
at least they have like water.
Summer just started. So,
yeah. Well, yeah. What are you going to tell me about today?
So, I went and saw the movie Obsession, and it's kind of funny. You were asking me about it downstairs.
Yeah.
So, I liked the movie. There were some parts of it that I was like, oh, God. Like,
is it like scary or is it like psychological scary? Kind of?
Psychological.
Okay.
Because there's some parts where like, what is going on? And Keith said it reminded him of somebody like when we left and that made me laugh. So
someone I know?
Yeah, someone you know.
Oh my God, I can't wait. You have to tell me off off the air.
I think you could figure it out.
Well, I've never seen it. I don't know.
I guess, no, you'd watch it and be like, yep, never mind.
Okay, if I watch it, then I'll know. Okay.
I'll tell you after.
All right.
All right. Have you heard of Ryan Poston?
No.
Okay. This, some reason, is all over, like, Instagram and TikTok.
Oh.
I took a page out of your book and was like, oh, okay.
Right. Sometimes you scroll and the algorithm gives you some, like, interesting stuff. You're like, wait, what?
Because sometimes I'm like, oh, my God, I have so many stories. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I don't.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. All right. So Ryan Poston was born December 30th, 1982, in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky. He was a 29-year-old lawyer or attorney, just depending. Everyone said different things, who owned his own practice in Cincinnati. And to be clear, his practice wasn't booming. He was, like, starting off. Because at this point, he was, like, 28.
Okay.
So he was just, like,
kind of fresh.
Yeah. So he was, but he would do a lot of, people would come in with no means to pay. And like
pro bono work.
Yeah. And he would give them advice and stuff like that just to be nice. Cause he's like,
getting started.
Yeah.
And word of mouth is good.
Yeah, absolutely. But he just cared about people. So a lot of people went in there and he was like, so good looking. I'll show you a picture.
Okay.
Like every time they showed a picture of him, I'm like, you'll think so too. He's one of those rare, like, I'm like, Danae will get it.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not like blonde and
okay, good,
weirdly skinny.
I don't like a blonde man.
Yeah. You don't like your brother.
I'm not attracted to my brother in that way, no.
Thank God. Anyways, so he lived in Highland Heights and it had a small town feel to it. It was just, they were talking to, a lot of mine is from interviews with like cops and stuff, like a lot of my information. And they were like, nothing bad ever happened here. You never locked your...
We never locked the doors.
Up. I'm so sick of this bullshit.
Like, stop saying that shit. Lock your fucking doors. Like, regardless of how nice the place is that you live.
Yeah.
You should still, as a precaution, just lock your door.
Can I just give a, like, kind of related but kind of not related story?
Sure.
So, we have a cabin in Trout Lake, and it's, like, near Telluride. And my mom, when she was young, was, like, staying at the cabin with her cousin. And someone broke into the cabin when they were there and tried to, like...
Oh, my God.
Rob them.
That sounds like a good campfire story.
This is the middle of nowhere. And he, like, had a motorcycle.
Oh.
If that's going to be robbed...
Did he, like, see them? Like, he came in and was like, oh, oops, sorry, you guys are
here. So, it's kind of... It's not... So, there's one cabin. The cabin, like... That's ours is like at the top of a little bit of a hill.
Okay.
And then there's like one. And my mom says to this day, she will always remember looking up and seeing him like looking down.
No.
And then like running.
Oh my God. That is so terrifying.
Yeah. So.
No, thank you.
So fun little factoid. If someone's going to break into that, like where there is no one, they'll break into anything. Always lock your doors. So. That's a little cautionary tale.
Yeah.
My mom is still very much alive and well. I think she was like 13, but that's like a core memory for her. It's like looking up and that person like looking at them and then running after them. Jeez. That's a horror movie.
Yeah, no, that's the start of a horror movie.
Yeah. So Ryan was very close to his family and family was super important to him as well. Like everyone said that. And He had a stepdad. I'm not really sure if he had issues with his dad or whatever, but he was very close to his stepdad, and his stepdad's last name was Carter, but Ryan didn't want to change his last name to Carter, so he changed his middle name. So he was Ryan Carter Poston.
Aww.
And he was like,
that's really, a sweet gesture.
I think so too, because it's like a middle name.
And like, I feel like most people wouldn't change their name to their stepfather's. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
That's not really like...
Would you?
Kim. You saw me be like,
no. I think a lot of people, regardless, would just be like, no, I think I'll keep
not an
my
option.
Name.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
Anyways, moving on.
I want you to know my brain was like, don't ask. And I'm like, you have to ask.
You saw my face like,
no. So he had recently got out of a relationship with a girlfriend of 2 years named Lauren, and Lauren was actually pretty surprised that happened. She always like they had a good relationship,
like that they broke up.
Yeah, I think she was, like, surprised that he broke up with her.
Oh.
And she was still close with this family. But I think the thing that really surprised Lauren was right after they broke up, he started dating someone new.
Fucking rude.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't... Are we
on the side? No, it is. No, but no, it is.
My immediate thought is, like, rude.
I think
right away, you didn't even need a chance to, like, grieve our love. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, I totally, like, there's that Selena Gomez, in 2 months you replaced me, or replaced us, like it was easy. I was replaced in 2 months after a 6-year relationship, but I'm not bitter. I'm just like, what the fuck?
I think I was the one who always did the breaking up, so.
Well, this was kind of mutual. It's a layered story. How much time you got? Anyways.
All the time in the world. This is our podcast.
We can do whatever we want. Anyways, so it was just like, but Lauren's good. She's just like, oh, she's okay. She's just
like a little bit like,
yeah.
Interesting.
And she doesn't really come back into the story. It was just he was able to be in like long-term relationships. He just kind of like was.
Hopped from one to another.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Fairly quickly.
So because of this, like being attractive and all that stuff, he didn't really have issues finding women to date. They interviewed a guy, not a coworker, but somebody who worked in the same building. And he was talking about how they like go to bars after like work and stuff. And women would be like,
hey. And he was like,
well, please look him up.
I should go out with Ryan Moore.
I need you to look him up. Okay. Ryan Poston, as I'm like telling P-O-S-T-I-N. Yeah.
Okay.
O-N.
Owen?
Yeah. Okay. Ran post on.
Poston.
So had no issues.
Okay. I didn't know that that's where this was going. Oh, he's kind of hot. Okay. Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
He looks like real life version of like Flynn Rider in Rapunzel. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, look at his eyes. He's got like hazel eyes and like dark features. Doesn't he look like Flynn Rider? The Smolder.
Yeah.
He's smoldering.
He's very good looking. It's like, it's crazy.
He's a rather good looking man.
But he kind of looks like someone I dated for like a short amount of time. Yeah, I was like, he's universally like.
He looks like a model.
Yeah, he's very, like, this is why I'm like, oh, hi, Ryan.
Okay,
Mr. But,
Mr. Lord.
Guys, we'll post pictures of.
We'll definitely post pictures and you'll be like, oh my God, he's a model.
Yeah, he's very good looking. Like, I think that's like, it was painful.
It must be hard for him.
Yeah.
To just be very, but women, very good
looking. But he's also like a good person too.
Okay.
So, like, how amazing is that?
His beauty is also within.
Yeah. Women wouldn't. So the beauty was within him this whole time. Anyways. But he was just like, I was like, I need you to look at him. So like when I tell you this, you're like, I get it.
Okay. Yeah.
So
now I know what he looks like.
Had no problem. Women want to date him. Women come up and talk to him. He had no issues. But in March 2011, he was on Facebook and he had seen these thirst traps of this beautiful woman named Shayna Hubers. And he messaged her and they started talking because like, obviously, like
it's 2011.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like when I started dating your brother, you were still using Facebook. So I think 2011 was probably like one of the heights of it. Like before our moms got on there.
Yeah. And ruined everything.
And they like added pictures like, love my children.
It was like the worst picture of you ever. And you're like, why did you post that? God.
My mom would post.
Just making the worst face. They're like, my angel. Like, they're like, why did you put that on the public?
Have you not seen the meme where it's like, no one gasses me up more than my mom's Facebook friends who tell me I'm beautiful so many times? And I was like that didn't happen.
Yeah, and then they still are like, you look so good. You're like, this is the worst angle I've ever seen of myself. Like,
the only one I was okay with was my wedding picture. People are like, oh my God, Karen, your daughter's so beautiful. I was like, yeah, you're fucking right. It was my wedding day.
Damn right I'm beautiful.
Yeah, it's my really wedding hard. Day.
I looked amazing.
Do you know how long I was in that makeup chair? Anyways, but he just was like, damn, okay. And
this was just like, were there mutuals?
There were mutuals.
Okay.
So
I just wasn't sure if this was like a rando that just popped up.
No, that was my next point. Okay. Yeah, it was like a mutual friend of somebody.
Okay.
But anyways, and I want to keep, let you know, keep in mind, I didn't tell you this, he's 28.
Right. No, you told me.
Okay. I didn't know if I did. So the first time they ended up hanging out was for her 20th birthday later that month.
Oh, no, she's 20? Jesus Christ.
Sorry. That's why I was like, hold on, I need to
let me reiterate the age.
Yeah, she is 20.
Okay, actually, that was really judgy of me because Steven and I have an 8-year
difference. No, and I thought that when you said that, but also, like, you were not 20. You
yeah, were able I met to him legally, when I was, like, 24.
It's a little bit different when you're, like, legally able. Because Keith and I are 4 years, but miss me with that. Imagine being 22 and dating an 18-year-old. Like, it's yeah, super like,
there's
different.
A certain
yeah
point where it sort of becomes okay.
Yeah, like, just until they're 21, like, you guys can go do stuff together. Yeah. Yeah, so, like, no, I totally get where you're coming from, because you and Steven were also not, like...
And I feel like just, I mean, like, in your life when you're alcohol? 20 versus 28, like, that's a big gap of, like, there's a lot of growing happening in your 20s. Oh, my God.
Me at 20, I it's was like, an airhead. Me at 28, still an airhead, but with a little
bit
more
grounded and, yeah. like, had your shit together.
Yeah, well, we're getting there. I moved back, so...
Yeah. You weren't 20.
I was a butterfly. Anyways, so, it was a tumultuous relationship, to say the least, like, pretty immediately. And it kind of went on for 18 months of on and off.
Oh.
Yeah.
One of those.
So, at the time of their meeting, Shayna was still in school about 80 miles away from his house, and she was able to graduate a little bit sooner. She was a psychology student. And what he liked about her was, you don't graduate early because you're dumb. Like, she
oh,
was
no.
yeah. really beautiful and really smart. And that was something he really liked about her, because people are like, well, what did they find in each other? He felt like he had somebody that he could talk to about things, and, like, she was really smart and, like, also really pretty. So, it was tumultuous, but there was, like, a reason why he was like, okay, I can do this. So, and he, even though they were 80 miles away, she would constantly go to his house all the time, randomly just stop in and stay and not leave. And he would say that all the time, that she would stop in and wouldn't leave.
Like, he wanted her to leave?
I don't know.
Okay. It sounds like he was like, anyways, I gotta, welp, get back to work. And she's just like, I'll just be here.
Me and Eric still will look at each other and be like, welp,
gotta get out of here.
And then we laugh every single yeah. time. So, huh. yeah, it was just kind okay. of like she would show up randomly, like she lived like 15 minutes away.
Okay.
So on October 12th, 2012, about 18 months after the two had started dating on and off again, the police had received a call from Shayna Hubers where she sounded panicked, and she said that she had shot and killed Ryan with one of his many guns. He had a lot of guns.
Oh.
However, she did it in self-defense.
Okay.
And I listened to the 911 call, and she's just answering questions, but she just keeps saying, I killed him. I killed him. I killed him. And the operator's like, okay, why? So
you
she's.
Think she was like in shock?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's like a. Like, you know, when people kind of give themselves away because they're like.
Give it away, give it away, give it away.
No. They're like guilty, but you know, like, you sometimes you hear those 911 calls where it's like. You can tell when someone is really panicked versus someone who is, like, either kind of, like, checked out or, like, almost too panicked.
The call?
Like, what did it feel like call, to you?
And I'm taking out that I know what happened.
Sure.
Panicked.
Okay.
And, like, not knowing what's going on.
Okay.
And she mentioned a few times that she had picked the gun up from the table. This is a little bit important.
Okay.
But she was kind of telling a patched-up story, but was mostly like, get here, you know,
yeah.
kind of thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, not knowing what I do know now, I would say, oh, my gosh, she's panicked.
Okay.
Like, you know. And, yeah, the 911 operator was doing a fantastic job just listening to what she was saying and dispatching police officers. She asked her how many times she shot him, and she said, I don't know. But she kind of ended up saying 6 or 7 times.
Oh.
Overkill.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just a little fun fact. If you're killing in self-defense, you're probably not going to do 6 or 7 times. And just, you know. Do with that what you will. That sounds excessive.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and depending on, like, where. in their body, you hit them too?
Yes.
I feel like self-defense is kind of like you're, I mean, you're probably panicked because you're afraid, like, my life versus whoever's, but I think he would most likely try to get them, like, in the body, like, where they're not going to die, but, like, to kind of, like,
but she's also 20, so she's probably, like, so her frontal lobe isn't fully developed either.
And who knows in moments like that, like, what you're thinking.
But she told the 911 operator he started seizing up, and she's like, I couldn't see him doing that, so I had to keep shooting him.
What?
He was just, like, his body was seizing
up. And your next thought was, continue shooting?
And that is something that an expert said, typically, when you love somebody and they're experiencing that, even if in self-defense, you usually, like, you go into caveman mode and you're, like, trying to help.
Yeah, what? Not, like, let's end it.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Okay.
Again, I hate to say it. We weren't there.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't in it.
It's hard to gauge reactions, but also, like,
because I'm like, I wouldn't do that. So,
like,
illogical. It doesn't make sense.
To be like, well, let me just kill him.
And the reason why I'm like okay saying this is because that's what the expert said too, so I'm like, okay, you and me aren't totally off base. Like, yes, we weren't there, yes, we didn't experience it. If I saw someone
seizing up, I'd be freaking out, like, trying to
you saw someone choking them from pizza and almost dying, and you thought they were being dramatic, and then you like did the swipe. I think about that when he eats pizza. Like, more than once I'm like, oh, you better chew that. Anyways, when the cops arrived, obviously they had their guns drawn because she mentioned she had a gun.
Sure. So they kind of sure what kind of state she's in.
100%. And domestic stuff can get a little bit dicey. That's what cops say, is the domestic stuff. You could walk into two people just yelling. You might walk into violence. It's always
kind of up in the air.
Domestic stuff is really scary. So yeah, they had their guns drawn, and they asked her to come out with her hands up because they knew she had a weapon, and they immediately arrested her and wanted to question her. They brought her right into questioning.
Oh God.
I'm sorry. She told them she didn't want to talk. She wanted a lawyer present. And then she started talking for 3 hours. Keith was watching the 2020 on this, and he was laughing. Like, she wanted a lawyer present, and the cops did say
she's just a chatty Cathy over here. Like,
well, they were like, okay, that's fine, like, we'll stop questioning right now. And she's
like, so what happened was, she's like, sit down. They're like, but the lawyer, and she's like,
have you ever been in love?
Let me start from the very beginning. Like, what?
Yeah, they're like, I mean, they're like, okay, you don't have to talk to us, but they're not going to, like, press her for more. Like, if she says she wants a lawyer present, but she did this. But
then she just started, like,
all on her own.
Word vomiting everything.
Yeah. Okay. And they would say when, like, they would stop talking because they were listening, she'd be like, right? Like, don't you? Like, she wanted a response. And it's like,
like, validation from them. To be like, this is the right thing that I did.
But she'd be, like, besties with all the, like, women cops that would talk to her and, like, kind of, like, guarded and, like, meek and, like, when it was male cops. So do with that what you will. They brought her into an interrogation room, and she would be crying and freaking out, and the officers had to leave. They said they had to leave a lot to give themselves a break from her. But immediately
they're like a toddler, they're like, I need a minute. Like,
yeah. But they would walk out of the room, and she'd immediately be like,
That's terrifying. Like, act dropped. That's so creepy.
Yeah.
Ew, I don't like that.
No.
Ugh.
No. Like, no. Is it just me? And I mentioned this last night to Keith. Is it just me, or don't you know that interrogation rooms, the biggest thing they want to know is how you act when no one's around?
Yeah, that's, like, everyone has seen fucking, like, any true crime documentary ever. They have cameras in there.
Yeah. And that's not even true crime.
And even, like, before they had cameras, they had the, like, you know, two-way mirror or whatever.
That's part of it. So it's like, to see
they're,
how you act.
They're observing you. Everyone, like, knows that. Everyone and their fucking mom knows that they are observing you when they are not in the room.
Yep. Remember Jodi Arias? There would be more parallels. Fucking
weirdo.
But, like,
doing, like, handstands and shit?
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of equally. Anyways. So she would be freaking out, they'd leave, and then she'd immediately stop.
She's like, anyways.
And she would scene. She would pace around, and she'd be, like, fixing her appearance and stuff like that. And this part hurt my feelings. Have you ever been so embarrassed for somebody?
Like secondhand embarrassment?
Yeah. God. She started singing Amazing Grace.
That's a choice.
A famously funerally song. Am I crazy?
Why would she sing that? Also, like, to sing Amazing Grace, like, really well, you have to have a really good voice.
She did.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was really embarrassing because that's a choice.
She's just, like, full belting American or whatever. Amazing Grace. She's
I'll, like, give you another thing I said to Keith. I was like, isn't Amazing Grace, like, a famous funeral song?
Yeah.
It was like, she had a good voice, but...
But also, like, why...
I should
pull of it. All the songs that you could sing.
Yeah. Work.
like literally anything.
It was, oh my God, and it was so painful. And
to be full on singing, that's so weird to me. Like, I could see someone, like, maybe humming a song to self-soothe. Full on singing?
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah. And like you said, it was a choice. I even have in my notes. That was a choice.
That was a choice.
So. What
the fuck?
Like, honestly, it was.
Bizarre. I'm
like, I would die if that was me singing. So, like, I was so embarrassed. So.
Oh, my God.
This girl didn't know that interrogations, everything's recorded. And some of the key parts of an interrogation are when the cops leave the room. They just kind of want to see how you're going to react. And a few times they would leave and she would say things like, I wonder if I can shower in prison, or you just go in there and you're icky.
Out loud?
Yeah.
To herself?
Yep. Maybe she doesn't have internal dialogue.
Is she okay?
Well.
What? Oh. Clearly not.
Oh. It's going to get worse.
Worse
than Amazing Grace. I'm telling you. Yeah.
Oh, God.
This isn't even that bad.
Oh, this is the tip of the iceberg.
And she's just, like, pacing around. She's like, I did it.
She's like, I wonder if we need to, like, shower in groups or... Like, what are you doing?
Are you worried about showering right now?
What a weird thing to even say out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you saying that? And then she's like, I did it. Yeah. I did it. And then she, at one point, said, I'm such a good actress.
Are you five?
Like, none what? Of the... Okay, I want to let you know that at no point were the cops fooled. At no point...
Of course not.
Yeah, and they were like, I don't know what she thought.
They're, like, looking at the cameras, like, Bill.
Like, the Tobias...
Look at this. Insane. Like, seriously, what?
Yeah. Oh.
Something is very wrong with
her. That's not even the worst.
Oh.
God. So probably, and the cop said this was the worst thing she said.
Okay.
Said, and I was just like, oh my God. Because they said there were so many times she would say something and they were just like, why the fuck would you say that? Why would you do that? Why would you say that?
Oh my God.
It's like
kind of excited.
Like, yeah.
Okay, what did she say?
Oh, it's not exciting. It's super, it's going to like make your stomach churn.
Oh, good.
So
love that for me.
She said that he was very vain and he wanted a nose job, and she said that she had shot him in the face and she had given him the nose job.
Girl,
the cops are in shock, but they played it off really well because they didn't.
She said that to them.
She said that to them, to their face.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're dealing with like someone who is like, very unstable.
It was a female officer, and I'm just like.
Was she, like, laughing?
No, she was just, like, in shock. I'm saying, like, the female officer held it together so good.
No, I mean, what's her face?
No, she just was, like, funny? I gave him a nose job. It was just
matter of fact?
Yeah. Like, that's a fucking normal thing to say.
Whoa.
And her stories would constantly change. Like, she took the gun from his hands. Remember the 911 call where she took it off the table? There were so many
things
that changed.
Okay.
So the following day, October 13th, they did an autopsy on Ryan's body. And they just kind of wanted to see, you know, like, even though he gets shot, they know he gets shot. But, like, they wanted to figure out point of entry, distance.
Sure. Were there maybe, like, drugs in the system? Like, a whole bunch of information potentially help
a toxicology
them.
Report as well, yes. But, because, like, nobody was buying this. At no point was anyone like, I think
from
she's innocent.
Miss Amazing Grace over here. Like, what?
Yeah. So, Let me get it a little bit into. So just know, like, they were doing that. But let me get into their relationship just a little bit.
Okay.
So Ryan thought Shayna was attractive, and that's why they started dating, and also because she was really smart. And he would text his friend Allie from, like, pretty much when he met her. That was his best friend, Allie. And he just was like, she's so persistent. It's really annoying. And, like, I'm scared of her.
And scared of her.
He just said she was really annoying because she wouldn't take no for an answer.
Ugh.
Guys or girls.
Yeah, that's creepy.
When you are with somebody and they tell you to stop, leave them alone. Stop and leave them alone.
Or just, like, listening in general to your partner. Like, if he's like, I need some time alone.
And he would tell her that, and then she'd be like, well, and then that's when she'd drive down. Because you would think that 80 miles would be, like, space. No, she wouldn't let him breathe.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, apparently, a few of the detectives said that she was a huge source of stress in his life from the day they had met.
Oh.
Because the detectives, like, you know, dug into him.
Yeah.
And he constantly tried to break up with her, and she would probably drive the 80 miles that she lived away and come bug him to get back with her. She was so clingy, and a few people said that she reminded people of Jodi Arias.
Oh, not a good
comparison.
In
the interrogation room. Yeah. You know what? I forgot that I had the Jodi Arias thing until I said that, and I'm like, oh, but that's going to come back. So, anyways, one of his friends that had worked in the same building as him was also just wondering why Ryan wasn't breaking up with Shayna. He's like, why aren't you breaking up with her? It was that older guy who was like, yeah, who they'd go out for drinks.
Oh, yeah.
But he, you know, Ryan would be like, yeah, I broke up with Shayna, finally, huh? And then that guy said, like, an hour later,
they'd be back.
Shayna would be walking down the hallway.
Oh, my God.
And she'd come and be like, hi. And he's like, bitch, I don't like you.
She's like, I will find you.
Like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But she was relentless. And I mentioned his friend Allie, but she was, like, he was really worried about what Shayna would do to him. Like, and he would tell her, like.
Like, he was concerned for his safety.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he would either text Allie or Facebook message her. They showed both. But he would just say she's a fucking psycho.
Well, and it kind of sucks too, because I feel like there's, like, a bit of a double standard where, like, if a man is like, she's freaking me out and I'm afraid of her, like, I feel like people don't take it as serious.
No, they're like, well, you're bigger than her. And it's like, yeah. But I'm not going to resort to fucking violence.
Yeah.
If you're a decent guy.
Yeah, of course. But, like, it would be, like, totally different if, like, I was texting you and being like, this guy's, like, really freaking me out. You know what I mean? Like,
I'd be over there in a few seconds.
If your guy friend was being like, this girl's kind of crazy, I'd be like, you're fine.
Yeah. They're like, well, you're bigger than her. And it's like, that's not the fucking point. Yeah. I'm not going to fight this person. I'm actually scared because she could also, like,
there's any number of things she could
scream and say I, like, beat her up and, like, she scratched herself, you know, stuff like
that. Was Allie, did she, like, meet her? Was she, like, weird about her?
I don't think Allie was a big fan, but she also knew, like, what he had gone through. So it's one of those people.
Yeah.
You know those friends that have a boyfriend where, like, he sucks? And then they finally get divorced. And you're so happy for them. I think I mentioned that every episode, how happy I am. So on October 12th, that was the day she had shot him. Ryan had broken up with Shayna again for whoever knows how many times he was going to go on a date with. Okay, really quickly, I want to mention this part because I didn't find a good spot in my notes to mention that. He worked in Cincinnati, and Cincinnati is on, like, right next to Kentucky.
Okay.
Like, when I went to Cincinnati, I stayed in Kentucky. They are, like, actually, like, interchangeable. So where she lived was an hour and a half away from Cincinnati.
Okay.
And she would just walk around the town when it was his lunch break. So they would run into each other.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And people were like, she'd be all dolled up and be like, oh my God, Ryan, you work here?
Oh my God. That's really creepy. I'm sorry. That is so creepy.
That is so creepy.
What?
You said, I'm sorry. Like, I'm like, no, that's normal. That's what you do. Sometimes I just hang out, like, on, like, where
she didn't have a job.
She was a student.
Oh.
But also,
that's still really
weird. You didn't have a job.
Or, like, making times to, like, run into someone.
If I had to run into Keith and be like, oh my God, Keith. Clearly you're not in a good relationship.
That creeps me out, dude.
Yeah.
That creeps me out a lot.
So anyways, I need to.
He's like, she's right there. Oh my God, why is she here again? But
they said it was all the time.
Like, yeah, no, that's unnerving.
She was obsessed with him.
Yeah.
Essentially.
To say the least.
So anyways, as I was saying, October 12th, he had broken up with her, and he actually had a date with Miss Ohio, and her name was Audrey Bolte. She was super pretty, too.
Like, well, yeah, she's Miss Ohio.
Yeah.
Kind of has
so
to be. So
he was kind of like, no, we're in. Who knows if he told. I wouldn't tell Shayna, but men do weird things. I don't think he said anything to Shayna, but I think Shayna was, like, crazy enough to kind of, like, see what was going on.
Oh, my God.
And those two had been talking on Facebook. But he had broken up with her, or he was trying to, and he's like, no. So he was really excited about this date, and he was, like, telling coworkers, like, I'm going on a date with this girl. The plan was they were going to meet up right after he got out of work, and she had something going on, so she's like, can we push it back a few hours? And he's like, sure. So I went home.
Okay.
That was not great. So he goes home, and an hour after he came home, that 911 call was placed.
She's fucking waiting there?
I don't know if she was waiting there, or if she
I would
was,
assume
like,
that she was.
Or if she, like, was sitting in the parking lot and came in, like, right after he.
Yeah.
Like,
she knew he was coming home at some point, and
it's
was
just
like,
that part I'm not entirely
that's
sure.
That's so creepy.
Yeah. So, anyways, that was unfortunately something that unfortunately happened. So the physical evidence contradicted what she had said. She had said that she had taken the gun from him. However, she said that she picked the gun off the table, and that was a big, like,
like, why is the gun on the
that's
table?
That's not a thing you're going to forget.
No.
Was he holding his left hand and right hand? That's also a thing, like, I could see that. Like, he grabbed it and she grabbed it. From which hand did I grab it? I don't know. I grabbed it from one of his hands.
Sure.
That's like, but no. And also, when you are shooting someone in self-defense, you are naturally, your body's backing up. She was walking towards him.
Ugh.
The shots just got closer and closer range.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And they were just like, the natural body's response is to walk away and, like,
yeah, because you're like, distance. Get away from me, like, mm-hmm. or I'll shoot.
Yeah. And
not
it was,
like, I'm coming to you and attacking you.
Yeah. And they said some of the shots might have been, like, when he was turned or something, too.
Oh, my God.
So the cops had made the choice to arrest her for murder because she had showed all the signs of being guilty. And she asked what level of murder. And the guy was like, murder is murder. But I was like, I kind of get she's wondering if it's like,
her lawyer hasn't even showed up yet.
Yeah.
She's just singing Amazing
yeah,
Grace.
Yeah, just singing, like, Amazing Grace.
Asking
and I'm
herself
not,
questions out loud.
And it was soon after they interrogated her. I don't really have the date of when this happened. But her first trial was 2.5 years later in April 2015. And she had been in jail all this time. And he had numerous, like, Lauren was there. Like, his ex-girlfriend was there, like, to support his family. And he had a lot of friends and family that were there. Like, in the courtroom, she had her mom.
And that was it.
And her mom was like, she's a good girl. She's, like, a great person. And, you know, and I feel like
it would be so hard to be, like, in a situation like that where your kid has done something so, like, beyond anything that you would have ever expected of them.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you still love your child, but, like,
it's hard to.
That would be.
Yeah.
That'd be insane.
Well, but her mom, she was an only child, and her mom had constantly been like, you are special.
Well, that's what only
you're
children
so
do.
You're so special.
You're the
you
smartest
have a special
person in the room.
Purpose in this world. So they said it was almost to a weird point. So, of course, she had held up the argument that this was in self-defense, and the police officers were just like, well, that doesn't match because you had no markings on you.
Like, no defensive wounds.
Yeah, you didn't have any.
Like, if he was attacking you, probably see it.
And she's like, well, I have this bruise and I have this cut. And it's like old stuff. And they were saying it was just reaching at that point. So, yeah. And they're like, she did have markings, but it was like old bruises. And it was like light bruising and stuff like that.
Like girl bruises.
Yeah. Like you slept really hard and probably scratched yourself in the middle of the night. So, also, they were like, okay, well, if he attacked you, what happened? She's like, well, he threw me into the TV. They go in there. There
would be.
They go in there. The TV's completely standing up and it's not ruined. And then she's like, also, he threw me into the bookcase. Nothing was knocked over in the bookcase. He had bullets that were standing straight up. And they're like, fun fact, if he pushed her into the bookcase, those would have been knocked over.
Yeah.
So, and they said he was a bachelor. There was a lot of dust everywhere and there was no like disturbance of dust. Mm. So, yeah. Bookcase, TV. But the cops usually have a hard time finding evidence to show that she meant to kill him. But with Shayna, they're like, we got a play-by-play of like what was going on yeah, in her mind. Like, girl updated her Facebook and they had text messages.
Updated her Facebook?
Well, like they could, because they want to know what was going on in her mind.
Yeah.
But they had her text messages. They had like
her Facebook. I thought you meant like she had like been on Facebook like, murdered my boyfriend today. Like
LOLZ.
Yeah. You know? Okay.
Yeah. No, but they had like a mind of like what was going on.
Okay.
So they basically saw that she was obsessed with Ryan. She pretended to be a client at one point. It was like, I need just to talk to him. And like sent him this message about how they didn't have much money. And then was like, girl, fuck off. And she's like,
he knew it was her?
He figured it out. Well, yeah. Oh, I mean, if you were like texting with somebody and it was Steven, you would know after a while. You'd be like, this is the way you
talk. Well, there's certain ways that like people text, you know, like there's certain like words that they abbreviate or like you just know.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You know, antifree.
That is so creepy.
And like, she would send him 15 texts to each one he would send her. And there was one time he was texting Allie.
Forget the double text. She's fucking
she would send 75 texts in an hour sometimes.
That's so like unnecessary.
I feel weird when I send Keith 3 texts, but that's because I was like including all the information.
Yeah.
Not 75.
Wow. Of course he felt like freaked out. That's a lot.
Yeah, but they like had all the texts and stuff and just saw the way she would like talk to him and stuff like that. So obviously when you're arrested for murder, you're gonna be held in a prison. And for some reason, she did the one thing that you should not do in prison. What is the one thing when you're held in prison you should not do?
I don't know. Make, like, the leaders mad.
Okay. Actually, you're probably right. But we'll do the second most.
Okay.
You don't tell people anything.
Oh, she's just chatty Cathy over here telling everyone her
especially
story.
Before your trial, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, before your trial, and she basically just told them, she's like, yeah, I killed him.
She just blabbed everyone.
And she's like, and I lied to the cops, and they totally bought it. And
girl, what are you doing?
Yeah. And
like, if anything, you should be, like, in there, like, keeping your head down.
Yeah, keep your head down.
Mind your business.
Especially before your trial. Are you mad? What are you doing? But she was basically like, I'm such a good liar. She's like,
anyways, amazing grace. She just like stands on like a cafeteria table.
She's and like, get the fuck
she's
down.
Like, that's my story. Anyways, and she just starts belting it out.
Oh my God. What the fuck? But like, kinda. But yeah, basically she like told people she lied. She's like, and they bought everything, and they're like, yeah, that's why you're on trial for this. That's so
they,
true.
And they believed everywhere. They're like, yeah, that's not making sense because you're here.
So in the first trial, you heard me right, first trial,
oh god,
she was actually sentenced to 40 years and she was able to be up for parole in 20 years. So this will probably be in like 30 something, she'll be up for parole.
Okay.
But like I said, the first trial.
Yeah.
And she actually thought that was harsh, and like all the family members were like, actually, we don't think it's harsh enough. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, in a crazy turn of events, one of the jury members was actually a convicted felon.
Oh.
And if you're a convicted felon, you're not allowed to be on a jury.
How did that happen?
Well, he didn't know he was a felon.
Oh. How do you not know?
Well, nobody told him. Oh. He hadn't paid child support, and he had gone in and he, like, pled guilty to it. He's like, I'm a convicted felon? What? And also, like, the courts clearly didn't tell him good, because they also, he passed through their system.
Whoops.
So they're like, no, you are a felon. And he's like, well, okay. But, yeah, they were, like, enough that they were like, well, got to do a second trial, because there was a convicted felon on this.
Okay, that's a nice turn of events.
For her.
Oh, did it? Okay, tell me more.
Well, but yeah, he had fallen back on child support. But they were like, you know what? She needs a new trial because convicted felons are idiots. And apparently, I'm just like, oh my God. So the cop said the hardest part was calling his family member, being like, his family member's like, hey, do you want to open old wounds? She said she like cried before she had to call him because she felt really bad. Because can you imagine being like, oh, we have to go through all that shit again? Like putting the family through that.
Damn.
So the second trial happened in August 2018. And they said the biggest hurdle was letting the family know that they were going to have to go through this entire trial again, which challenging. But they were like, fuck it. Let's do this.
Well, maybe it'll be harsher. Fingers crossed.
So shit gets crazy.
Okay.
In a good way.
Okay.
And the sister had a Build-A-Bear that had his voicemail message on it, because that was like the best she could get to like having something of like hearing his voice.
Oh.
So you'd press on the paw and it would like do his voicemail, like, which is so sad.
Oh my God. That's so really heartbreaking.
Crazy story that happened during the second trial is that one of the jury members had actually worked at Dillard's. And she said she remembered Shayna coming in that day to her counter and telling them that she was going to kill her boyfriend that day.
What the hell? That he had Dillard's employee?
Yeah, that he had broken up with her and she was going to kill him that night.
What? And she's like, I'm buying a new outfit. I'm going to kill my boyfriend.
And I think that's what she was doing.
Like, what?
But like, if anyone said that to me, I'll be really honest with you. Like when I worked at like Nordstrom, if anyone came up and said that to me, I'd be like, they're insane. Anyways, what can I help you with? Like, I wouldn't take that seriously. That's insane. But
yeah, like maybe she has a weird sense of humor.
Yeah. So
like,
she's
like, who would actually tell you that? You know?
Openly. But good news. She got convicted again. I'm not really sure. I know she's in jail for 40 years. I don't know if she's gonna be up for parole.
Okay, hopefully not.
But yeah, and she, her biggest worry in prison, sorry, I'm running around facts because there's a lot of facts I didn't know where to insert it. She was really worried that no one was gonna want to marry her. She's like, well, no one wants to marry the girl who killed her boyfriend.
What?
Yeah,
why is that like a concern at all?
Why are you worried about getting
killed someone?
Why are you worried about getting married right now?
What?
But she married two people while in prison.
Oh my God. What the fuck? Like.
And she's very much in love with them.
Okay.
They're in love.
Are they like the people that like write in kind of thing?
Probably. I can't remember if this person's in jail or not also, but they are in love and they're going to be together forever, even though they cannot physically touch each other.
That's concerning.
But that is the story of Shayna Hubers, which is obsession. But like, because I feel like we tell a lot of stories of like badass women. And I feel like we rarely tell stories of like guys who like were put in bad situations and like bad women. But this one, I'm just like, dear God. But like, yeah, it showed up in my TikTok and I was like, what is going on? So, yeah.
Creepy, dude.
Yeah, but we'll post pictures of the beautiful Ryan Poston on our Instagram. That's just going to be Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram. Also, we got verified.
So, check us
out. We got that check mark.
We have a little blue thingy next to our name.
Check.
also, if you have any, like, suggestions for stories that you want us to do, if you... You know, just want to pop in and say hi.
We love talking to people.
Just tell us what episode you listen to or, I don't know, like literally anything. You can email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
Unless you're like sending a bullying like text or
actually
email.
Do it.
You know we would never, yeah. do it, but like we would never be like, this is not what this is used for. Unless you're trying to sell us something, like, we don't want it. Thank you.
Yeah. So anyways, email us.
MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com.
And until next time.
Yeah.
Self-care yourself.
Please rate us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Rate us.
Five stars.
Five stars. If you
don't hate it, don't rate it. Proud of that.
Really rhymes. Proud of that. Okay. Bye. All right.
Bye. Let you stop recording it.